Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, 917? What's your question, man? What's up?
Steve, I would just want to add something to the conversation. Can you hear me?
What's up? Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. So basically, the guy who just called right now, he said something. He said, "Men are losing." That's men. He generalized like all men. So
yes.
That's mistake number one.
Yes.
I want to say that mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I'm saying I'm a man.
Hello?
I'm not losing. I'm saying you're
can
right.
You hear me?
Because I'm a. Yes, I said you're right because I'm a man and I'm not losing. So that's a false.
Exactly. It's like saying men are poor. Like you generalize all men are poor. There is a rich man and there is poor man. So are you trying to be rich or are you trying to stay poor? That's the question.
That's some real shit. That's real.
I just want to add something. If he paid attention to the title, you put in the title how your life should be versus the way it is.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so the guy, I'm not trying to knock him down or something, but I'm just trying to contribute to this conversation. He lives on his reality. So he's talking based on his reality, and he's trying to push that reality on all men. It doesn't work, my friend.
That's the
anyway,
whole
have a good
point.
One, brother.
Thank you, brother 91. What I'm saying, that I'm going to bounce off of what he was saying. If that's your reality, then so be it. Look, one thing I will not do is I'm not trying to bend your fucking reality. If that's what you think, go ahead. But as soon as you try to tell everybody to think like you, that's where I got the problem. Because that's the same guy that when I say, hey, I got this thing called an automobile. No, that's not going to work. That ain't going to work. Why it ain't going to work? Because hypergamy is going to make sure the automobile doesn't drive. Hypergamy is going to make sure that the plane doesn't fly over a boat. Hypergamy is the reason why Uber and Lyft will never get off the ground, because hypergamy is always going to be here. It's hypergamy why a candle is better than electricity. It's hypergamy why a regular telephone is better than that. What do you call it? A cell phone? That's crazy. Who is going to put money into a phone that you can carry around? No, it's not going to work. And that's the shit I'm trying to tell y'all guys. That's how y'all think, man. That's how y'all think. Let me ask y'all a question. It's not a thought. I want to ask y'all guys a question. When a job fires a motherfucker, i.e. divorcing themselves from that employee, do they just take long walks down the beach, look out at the sunset to wait for it to rise, go to the bakery where they first met the employee, walk long walks on the beach with their hands in their fucking pants looking down? Or does the company find the next motherfucker? This is what I'm talking about right here. Divorced men are not losing. Divorced men are not losing. The only way a divorced man is losing is how he begins. Rock, you 2 hours late. 2 hours late, Rock. How you begin? How are you going to have a divorce when you realize that I can bend my reality, right, guys? Bending my reality means my reality, not Player Rose's reality, not Rock's reality, not Boy from the Hood's reality, not Doc's reality, not Fernando's reality, not Freelance Ken, Mr. What's that? Mr. Anthony's reality, 91, Jason D. My reality. Why? Because I can only affect my world. I can't worry about your reality because I'm not living your life. And I don't want to live your life. I'm too busy trying to learn my life. I'm too busy trying to learn what makes me the one, what makes me special. I'm too busy trying to learn my laws, rules, and codes. Because the first thing I'm trying to learn is, why is it when that Smith shot that bullet at me and I dodged it, why did I get nicked? Or maybe, why did the bullet slow down? But then I need to learn, why did I move so fast while I dodged bullets? Then I got to learn, how do I stop bullets? I'm too busy trying to upgrade my motherfucking ass than to sit around and have a pity party for a motherfucker that I don't know. I don't know you guys. I don't. I don't wish any bad on you. But if something bad happens to you, the only way I gonna know is starting with the first domino. I don't want to hear what happened at the end. I don't want to hear what happened in the middle. I want to know what you did when you met that woman. Because it is what you do in the beginning is going to define your relationship. Ironclad rule number two. Remember I told you? If your pussy is tighter than hers, you already fucked. So when that woman starts smacking your ass around, punching you, beating you, and abusing you, should I feel sorry for that? Should I be like, oh, man, damn, she beat his ass? I don't know you to feel something for you because I don't know you. I don't know your situation. But what I do know is that somewhere early on in your situation, you let that woman pull your punk card, and all you did was reward her. That's all I know. And if I know that, then I can't give you respect. Why? Because remember, another ironclad law is that you train a woman on how to treat you. So if that fucking bitch is hitting you, screaming, and disrespecting you, I can't blame her. How the fuck can I blame her? She's only doing what you allow her to do. But you want to be the victim? Man, fuck you. I'm sorry. I don't play by y'all. Because all I'm doing is looking at nature. Now, if I am in, let me show you. Let me get to it. Let me show you guys. Now, if I'm like the majority of you motherfuckers out there. Oops, sorry, wrong. I'm sorry, wrong thing. Sorry, guys. Apologize. If I'm like the majority of you motherfuckers out there in fairyland, sure. Oh, my God. Poor Ralph. Did you hear about him? Yeah. His woman. Oh, my God. She beat his ass. Poor Ralph. He did nothing wrong. See what I told you? That's why you shouldn't get married. Oh, my God. Man, you're right, man. Man, that hypergamy, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, grilled cheese way is the problem. Yeah. Yeah, she was grilled cheese to him. Yeah, well, dude, not only was she grilled cheese, dude, she was ketchup and mustard. And she did a sprinkle of mayonnaise. You're right. That's what the book author said. It's mayonnaise. You're right. They were in a mayonnaise relationship. Yeah. Can you believe it? He was really a level 3 peanut butter. And see, if he was level 1 peanut butter, he would have handled it. You're right. But you know what they say. Man, because of jelly, a woman can move up whenever she wants to. And because of pizza, you know what? You're gonna lose your kid. And because of soda pops, ice creams, and fucking hamburgers, the government's gonna take your fucking money. And I know y'all think I sound crazy as fuck, but that's how y'all sound to me. With all that stupid ass shit. With all that stupid ass shit. Talking all that stupid nonsense. You might as well take hypergamy out and call it bird seed. Motherfucker, y'all gonna parrot the same shit. Fuck it. Don't call it bird seed. Call it spam. That's how fucking, yeah, you're right, Ken. That's how crazy y'all fucking sound. Y'all walking around, hey, I'm a LTR with an ABC and a DFR, and I'm peanut butter this. Ha ha, yeah, I understand you. But you say that to a real motherfucker, he probably punch you in your fucking mouth. Get your bitch ass out my face. See what you guys say. Guys, let me show you what I mean by finding the perfect mate. I'm going to give you a little sprinkle real quick before I continue on what I was talking about. Now, as I told you, the way you find the perfect mate for y'all just joining us, and I'll repeat it one more time, is not going down a cookie aisle or the brownie aisle or those fucking generic made-ass cupcakes. You got to find a woman that's going into the baking aisle where she going to do that shit from scratch because she sees a worth and value in you, right? Okay? But what I'm also saying to you guys is this. I just don't want a body, man. I just don't want a good-looking woman. Now, see, I'm going to tell y'all something that I never told y'all before. I kind of slipped and told it on the Star Show this morning. I was on Star Show this morning. I kind of slipped. So since I slipped, I'm going to tell y'all because I said it to Star. Now, guys, I've been for 30 years now, what have I been telling y'all? The second pussy in her head, right? You got to fuck what's between her ears, right? Right? Fuck the pussy between her legs. You got to fuck what's between her ears, right? I'm going to give y'all something new. I kind of slipped and told Star, so I'm going to tell y'all guys right now. See, when you go for a woman you want to live with, a woman you want to get engaged to, a woman you want to marry, and a woman you want to have kids with, you need a woman that's going to fuck and suck your dick mentally. Follow Unk. I know that shit sounds crazy. Follow me. We're about to get deep. I'll repeat it again because I didn't stutter. When it comes to moving in with a woman, engaging, marriage, and having a child, you need to find a woman that's going to suck your dick and fuck you mentally. Let me explain what the fuck I'm talking about. I slipped up. I shouldn't even told on this, but I said it, so I'm going to tell y'all. See, when you find a woman that can suck and fuck your dick mentally, that means you found a woman that, you know what? Let me give you an example. Have you ever seen those couples that have been married 35 years, 40 years, 50 years, and shit like that? You want to know why they marry and why they marry so long? Is because that woman learned how to suck and fuck that man's dick mentally. Let me explain. A woman can suck and fuck you on a physical level, but you know how the game is, guys. You fuck a woman 3 or 4 times, you get tired of the pussy after a while. You're like, it ain't nothing special about that motherfucking pussy, right? But if you look at people who have been married for a long period of time, let me explain what sucking and fucking you on a mental level is. See, when a guy gets his dick sucked and he's fucking on a mental level, let me explain something to you. He could be married to that woman for 50 years, 40 years, 60 years. And no matter what y'all see in that woman, he's going to see what he saw the first day he met her. She'll never lose the look that he had of her when they first met. Because it's not the looks. It's not the looks. It's the behavior that's attached to the look. Because when it comes time, when he's having a bad day, how she's sucking and fucking him, she's bringing him that drink. When he has a bad day, she's rubbing his shoulders and rubbing his feet, staying out of his way. When she's sucking and fucking him, when she's walking down the street and she knows, you know what, damn, there's a brand new PlayStation or Xbox game that he wants. You know what, I see it right there. You know what, I'm going to buy it for him and have that shit laying in his bed. You know what, he's a football fan. So you know what, I'm going to surprise him and give him the Sunday ticket, and I'm going to give him two tickets to the football game. So not only can he go, he can take some of his friends. You know what? I'm going to cook this meal for him. I know I'm working. I know I'm not feeling that well. But you know what? He's working just as hard as me. He don't have to ask me to cook. I'm going to cook that meal for him because I know he works hard. And I'm not going to give him no stress, and I'm not going to bug him. When it comes to financial decisions, I'm going to let him run the house. I'm going to put my input, but I trust him enough to give me that final decision. That's sucking and fucking you mentally. Because when a woman sucks and fucks you mentally, that means, again, I don't care if you guys see that woman as rickety, old, chubby, fat, or whatever you see him. That man that has been with her for 20, 30, 40 years still see her like she was the first day they met, because the honor and respect over the love comes eventually, is so great. Because remember, on a physical level, if all we're doing is fucking and having a woman fucking suck us, yeah, I mean, after the fourth time, we get tired of it. But when she knows you ain't feeling good, and she gets out of the bed in the middle of the night because she knows you're sick, and she goes to Walmart, or she goes to the pharmacy, or she drives you to the hospital, that's sucking and fucking your dick mentally. When you're having a bad day, and she knows you're having a bad day, she just gives you a hug and tells you it's okay, baby, but I'm not gonna tell you how to fix it, because you're a man, and I will never disrespect you, but I want to let you know I'm here if you want to talk. That's sucking and fucking you on a mental level. When she goes out that damn door and all these guys are hitting on her and trying to get at her, and all she doing is looking forward and taking care of her business, that's her sucking and fucking you on a mental level. When you sleep and you feel hands on your body and she's just giving you a massage because she sees that she ain't sleeping well, she sees you tossing and turning, she sees that you might have a bad dream, she's sucking and fucking you mentally, because her concern is you and you alone. But see, this is what I'm talking about. See, a lot of guys going to tell you you need a beautiful woman. And if you want one, have one. I'm not saying not. But please understand this. Like life, we all are going to get old. Our body's going to change, and our looks are going to change. And if you're going for a woman for her looks, that's some shallow-ass shit. That's I'm not here to tell you not to. But what I'm telling you is you're going to have a quick divorce because you ain't looking for that woman that when you say, baby, you know what? Damn. Baby, you know it's amazing. Baby, you know I walk was walking down the street, baby, and I smelled these chocolate chip cookies. And baby, let me tell you, it kind of reminded me of mom. I just want to let you know, man, it was just a wild experience, right? When she sucks and fucks you mentally, she going to say okay. She going to take a mental note, and she going to take her ass to the store when you don't even know. And she know, even though she might be busy with the kids and all this other shit, she has got to find a time in which she is going to take the flour and sift it out. She's going to measure the butter. She's going to measure all the ingredients. So when you come home, you're going to have that smell. And see what y'all guys will say. See, motherfuckers don't be talking to y'all about this. Y'all ain't ready for this shit, but this is what I'm talking about. Hold on, brother, I got you, but I'm not done with this. I'm not done with this. Because it ain't just about cooking. It's not about the cookies and all that other shit. It's the woman that says, you know what, when you lose your job, baby, don't worry. Because you know what, I'm going to suck and fuck you, and I'm going to pick that slack up until you are ready to grab the helm. You have always got the helm, baby. Don't be down because you lost your job. I'm not going to look at you no other way than the way I saw you when I first met you. You are my king. I honor you. We going to get through this together, baby. What's our plan? That's when she's sucking and fucking you on a mental level. And when she does that, when she cleans that house for you, when she wakes up in the morning before you get up to fix you breakfast in the morning because she knows you got a tough day, to make sure that she goes in the closet and lays out your suit or your outfit for the next day. And if she sees a crinkle in your shirt, she going to grab that motherfucker, get that iron or that steam thing, and clean that shit up because she want to make sure her man leaves the door like a goddamn king. That's when she's sucking and fucking you on a mental level. And if you ain't looking for a woman to do that kind of shit, then you don't understand what the one is about. Because that's the kind of motherfucker you need to have in your life. One that knows her place at the dinner table. One that honors your name, and she's going to do everything to show your name off. But she ain't going to put your business out on the street. She ain't going to gossip. And anybody that comes in your life that she knows is a cancer, she cutting her friends off. That's when a woman sucks and fucks you on a mental level. Because when it becomes mental in your head, when it comes mental in your head, gentlemen, then you know you got one that what they call in the street a ride and die mother woman. When she knows that you see, when a woman sucks and fucks you on a mental level, and you motherfuckers are walking in the mall, it could be the mall or Walmart, she's watching you. She ain't watching you because she's watching you. She watching your excitement meter. Maybe you walked by and you saw a brand new laptop. Maybe you saw a phone. Maybe it was a TV and you just said, baby, I'll be right back. I just want to look at this TV. And you're just staring at it. Whoa, goddamn. When she's sucking and fucking you right mentally, she's making a mental note of, you know what? I know what my man needs. He doesn't even need to tell me what he needs. I'm observing his behaviors. I know my man. I know what he likes. I know what he needs. On Sunday, before football starts, and she's sucking and fucking you correctly, she going to pull out your jersey, your favorite team jersey, or she going to buy you a, you know, when you draft, when you know, in the NFL, when they draft a new player and they got the new jersey, the new player, the next day you get the jersey of that player. And you're like, that's my favorite player. Holy shit. And all she do is kiss you on the cheek and walk the fuck off. That's when she is sucking your dick and fucking you on a mental level. So what that means is that time is going to take its toll. Her metabolism is going to slow down. She's going to get wrinkles. She's going to get gray. She's going to get crow's feet. She's going to get all that shit. But the reason why you see those motherfuckers ride with those women that y'all would say, well, damn, why is he with them? Man, it's 35 years. Why the fuck are you with that woman? Because you don't see what he sees. What he sees is a woman. He sees a woman that he met day motherfucking number one. She will always be that beautiful woman in his eyes because he is going beyond the physical motherfuckers. He's gone beyond the physical because this is what y'all don't understand. They going to slow down, and guess what, guys? Y'all going to slow down. Your body's going to, after when you get around late 40s, your body is not going to be the same like it was when you were in your 20s. And your body's going to slowly start to deteriorate. Things in your body's not going to work right, and it's going to do things. That's just life. That's the circle of life. That's just the truth. But when you got that one, when you got that motherfucking woman that's sucking and fucking you mentally, she going to be there every step of the way. She ain't there to judge you. She only there to make do what she can to make your fucking life easier because she's honoring and respecting your motherfucking name. And if you ain't looking for a motherfucking woman like that, then you will always be like that motherfucking John motherfucker that will never find happiness. That now, I hate to see. I wanted to hold this one back, but now y'all can see why most of those motherfuckers ain't happy. Cause you can't find a woman to suck and fuck you mentally when you grabbing a low hanging fruit. You can't find a woman to do that when you scraping the bottom of the motherfucking barrel. You can't find that. But when you find it, because it is out there, guys. And I'm not saying it's easy to find. Because you're going to go through a lot of motherfuckers for women until you find that right one. I'm being serious with you. But when you find her, you hold on to that shit. You want a motherfucking woman. And I'll give you one that my old lady does. You want to find a woman. I'm just going to give you this one right here. Now, I got an issue with my woman doing this, but I have no problem doing it because that's what she want to do. I got an issue with it, but I let it slide. If it's my birthday, my kid's birthday, or Christmas, what my woman does is when my boys come over to celebrate birthdays and shit like that, my old lady, she doesn't want to make them feel left out. So what she does is she gives them an unbirthday card. So that's how she does things. She wants everybody to not feel left out. So she'll, on birthdays, they'll get like $250 on birthdays because she don't want my boys feeling left out. Christmas, she'll give them probably like $1,000. No big deal. Not trying to boast and shit. What I'm saying is that's just how she is because like this, you know what? You know, your friend, see, she knows I don't rock with a lot of motherfuckers. You know, I only roll with real motherfuckers. But what she knows is she'll give him money. We'll send him fucking, it's either going to be money, a gold, one of those gold American Express cards, and they'll get some Texas trash or something like that. It's like some kind of like mixed nuts with like sugary sweet. It's really good, whatever the fuck it is. But when my boys get that all the time, that's something she want to do because she know what? She know I don't rock with just anybody. I rock with motherfuckers that are real ass motherfuckers. But you know that's the kind of motherfucker she is, right? But again, I'm not boasting. I'm just giving you an idea. She don't want anybody to feel left out. You know what I mean? That's just how she is. You know what I mean? You know, Sunday morning, really Saturday night, she comes to me and she says, you know what? All right, you got some people coming over. Do they want Chinese, Italian? Do you want me to put some steaks on the grill? What do you want me to do? How you want me to set it up? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to make some cookies from scratch, some cupcakes or brownies. Let me know what they want, and I'll take care of it. And what she'll do is she'll do all that shit. So every Sunday, they get something different. Every we do football in my office. So she'll greet them. She'll leave us alone. She'll come in to check and say, y'all need anything to drink? Y'all good? She'll leave them alone. She won't say anything. And that's why we rocking in this motherfucker. And I'm just saying that, you know, it's not those things that you know what I'm saying. I'm just giving y'all prime examples of, like, you know, when, like, for instance, shit, I don't know. Like, I know when the NFL draft happens and whoever the Dallas Cowboys pick up, whoever they grab in the draft and he's holding up his jersey, I know the next day I'm going to have that jersey in my office on one of my chairs. I know that as a fact. I know I'm going to have that. I come home some days, I'll get a new brand new joystick for my Xbox just because I don't even ask for it. It's just there. A joystick, a brand new joystick. Don't even ask for it. It's there. But what I'm saying to y'all motherfuckers out there is not just those little things, but I'm just trying to show y'all what it is that'll make a motherfucker get out the game. Because motherfuckers like that, you ain't going to find every day. You ain't going to find them every day. You ain't. You ain't going to find them every day. A motherfucker that just, you know what? All about family. Doesn't Facebook. Doesn't Instagram. Oh, she has, she talks to the kids through Apple or whatever. They have those little groups. But the only time she goes online is to shop on Amazon, look at the news, or find a puzzle that she wants to for herself to, cause she does puzzles and shit. That's her thing. She just loves puzzles. She just keeps it family. She don't have female friends. She ain't gossipy. Why? Because her focus is on her family name and her goddamn kids and the dogs, the bird, my fish and shit like that. But that's just how she rock. And that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. So when I tell you that they're out there, believe me, guys, they're out there. Yeah, they're out there. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is, wait a second. Oh, no motherfucking dude talking all this shit. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on one second. Hold on. My motherfucking boy talking shit. Hold on. 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 All right, I just said, hold on. Hold on, my dog talking shit. Where's my joystick at? I'm going to beat my boy's ass on Xbox, and I'm going to still talk to y'all at the same time. This motherfucker talking shit to me. Where's my damn joystick? I'm about to beat this motherfucker's ass. Anyway, what I'm saying, I'm sorry, guys. Get back to y'all dogs. What I'm saying to y'all is that, look, y'all, there's a difference between the physical sucking and fucking and the mental. When she is mentally sucking your dick and fucking you, that's when you got to keep her. Why? Because the day you die, it's kind of, have you ever seen that movie Up? Have you ever seen that movie Up with the old man that was with his girl until she passed away and shit? What I'm saying is that's how you should want it. A woman that's going to ride with your motherfucking ass. It's just you and her versus the world. She Bonnie, you Clyde. It's just y'all versus the world. And that's what I'm trying to tell y'all, motherfucking guys. I'm not telling y'all, look, you ain't going to get that from every woman because a lot of these motherfuckers are broken. But you got to ask yourself the question. Yeah, she's sucking and fucking me on a mental level. But what is she bringing to the table? What is she bringing to my kingdom? But when she begins to suck and fuck you on a mental level, meaning that you are king and I am here to love, cherish, and honor your name the best way I can, that's when you're going to see, because every time y'all see, hey, when y'all see that old couple at the park, you know, they hand in hand, they may be walking 1 mile an hour, going really slow. And all you guys look at them motherfuckers and always wonder what kept that bond together. What was the glue of that bond? Then you'll know. Then you see why. And one thing y'all probably see sometimes, you'll see an old man look at his old wife with a smile and a twinkle in his eye. Y'all be like, well, what the fuck is going on? Why? Because maybe in 1948 or 1930 or 1940 or 1971 or wherever the fuck he met her, it don't matter what the fuck she is to you motherfuckers on the outside world. He is always going to see her like the first day he met her. I don't care if she gets those wrinkles and the hair thing. You want to know what he does is that he tells her, he uplifts her. Why? Because she ride with him. She going to have bad days. She going to look in the mirror and feel that she's not sexy and the gray hairs are coming in. Now, see, I'm a weird my old lady think I'm weird. I tell her all the time, I can't wait for you to get gray hair. I think that shit's sexy as fuck, but I'm weird. I tell her all the time. She think I got like this granny porn type fetish and shit. I'm like, nah, I just can't wait for you to get white hair. I think that shit's cool as fuck. I can't, dude, I always tell you guys, I look, when you get high in the game, you can't wait to get that white hair. Because that white hair means wisdom, man. Y'all may look at it as old and shit. Nah, man. I can't wait to get to that 50 mark to be old school. Now, I'm unk right now, but shit, man, I want to be old school, man. The old school motherfuckers on the block were the ones that really spit the game. That's what I'm striving to get to. I want to be old school, you know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to get to, man. I'm trying to reach the pinnacle. But even though I reach that pinnacle, that's just the beginning. Well, that's the end of the chapter. Then I got to go to my next chapter. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Oh, shit. Hold on. Damn it. Hold on one second. I'm grabbing it. Damn, no, I'm sorry, guys. My motherfucking dog is tough. Shit, man. Fuck. Okay. That's what I'm talking about, man. So y'all got, again, I don't want to really get into this shit. Because the shit I'm telling you is on some deep shit. But what I'm saying is that's a lot of guys don't see that because a lot of guys feel that they ain't worthy of that shit. Okay? That's what I'm trying to tell y'all motherfuckers, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. Man, I got hair. In February I let my hair grow out. Let my hair grow out and shit. Let me tell this motherfucker. Hold on a second. Hey guys, y'all live on YouTube. My boy's broadcasting this game. I'm gonna beat his ass, and I'm gonna do the show at the same time. Hold on a second. Hey Skrill, I'm about to send it to you. Hey, put the link up because I'm gonna let all the people watching the show. While I'm beating your ass, I'm gonna let them watch the show live on Facebook. Man, I'm about to send that shit to you, motherfucker. All right, but I'm doing my show. All right, so I'm back, dog. I'm about to send this shit to this motherfucker. Beat his ass. I'm going to beat his ass while I'm talking to y'all motherfuckers at the same time. But yeah, I'm going to answer y'all questions and shit. Player Rose, it's always about you because it's about my name. But when a woman honors you the way you should be honored. Oh, let me turn down this mute and shit. What I'm saying is, it's about you, but when a woman sees the worth and quality of you, she's going to make it about you because you are the leader. You're the head of the family. And if the head of the family it ain't right, then the family as a whole ain't going to be right, man. So she's going to do everything she can to keep the family name not going. It's not her job to do that. But she's going to be in the corner cheerleading your ass on and doing shit behind the scenes that nobody does. Like I tell you, my boys who got women that suck and fuck them, when they get home, they get facials, back massages, and shit like that, and they don't even have to ask for that shit. They women just going to do that shit for them because these women know where they stand and shit. So that's what I'm saying. But I got to read this question, man. Steve, I met a bitch, and I turned her into what you teach. Ain't no man existed her, treated her crazy because now she knew this info. She brought me tracksuit flowers and chocolates. This is life real. Oh, okay. I thought she was asking a question and shit. Hold on, let me see something. Let me get this shit. But yeah, y'all got a question. Y'all can ask that shit. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, I didn't want to get off of what we're talking about. But I don't think y'all understand how deep this game is, because I know y'all have never heard a motherfucker tell you what I'm telling you today. Because y'all motherfuckers think that these women aren't capable of rocking with you in a way where they not only respect your name, but they know their motherfucking place. And I know a lot of y'all don't understand that shit. A lot of y'all don't understand how deep this motherfucker is. But there's a lot of women out there that will rock with you, won't give you trouble, won't bitch, whine, or complain, man. What I'm saying is that at the end of the day, look, like I tell you, I could have stayed in the game, guys. I'm telling y'all. I could have just said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and, you know, just do my thing and roll with her. But y'all know my story. And it's been a while since I told you this. I used to tell you this since the Pussy Whip show. Let me tell you what happened. When I think what happened was we met. And she worked in the same building, but another company or something. And I tried to get at her. You know what I mean? I was like, hey, let's go out. You know what I mean? That's just how arrogant I was. And she said no, right? And I didn't let her finish. And I told her I don't ask twice. And I walked the fuck off. So 3 months later, we ran back into each other and shit. And she heard me talking about some movie, right, that I wanted to go see. I forgot what the fucking name of the movie was. So she was like, well, let's go to that movie. You know, she was asking me, let's go to the movie and shit. I was like, okay, we go to the movies and shit, right? So I ain't going to let her pay for the shit. I paid for the tickets of the movie, right? So we sit down in the seats, and she hands me her wallet with her credit cards, all of her information, money. She handed me her wallet and said, get what we need. That was day one of the other day. That was the first thing she did. That was the first thing. She's like, get what we need. That's exactly what she said. And 20 years later, she's still the same motherfucking person. Has not changed. I tell y'all guys, she's been upset in 5 years. She's been upset with me 5 times because I'm a workaholic. So when I go to bed, she wants me to come to bed. When I'm tired, come to bed type shit. 5 times. And 5 times in 20 years. I fell asleep in my office. That was on me. I take the blame for that. But I'm telling y'all, that's why I got out the game, dog. Because I got one of those. My boys got those. So we good. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying to y'all that it's not like y'all can't find that shit. Hold on, man. Wait a second. Okay, that nigga popping in. All right, so. But yeah, y'all got any questions, and we go get to what we was talking about, feel free to ask. But this is why I'm just saying to y'all guys, man. My life is not yours, and I just wanted to say that first off. But what I'm telling you, I'm saying that you can find what you want, but you got to know what it is you want. And I think that's the problem with a lot of y'all guys. You don't know what you want, and that's the problem. If all you want is sex, you can find that, man. You know what I mean? You can find sex if you want that shit. Let me see here. All right, good. Write the poem. That's cool, man. Shit. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Why this is called a man mindset. This shit ain't called no woman mindset. I don't give a fuck what these women think. But what I'm telling you is this, is that when I realized her value and worth, I cut all the bitches off. I got out the game, dog. I got out the game, man. I got out. Not only did I get out, she told my cake ass, she told me, I don't want a big wedding. She said, I'm not here to show off in front of anybody. I don't want no big wedding. Why don't we do this? Let's go ahead and go to Vegas and get married in Vegas. That's all we need. We don't need to go and have no $15,000, $30,000, $40,000 because I got a motherfucker that looked at the future. she was like, you know what, Future, we got to think about college and other shit. We ain't about wasting money and shit. So that's what I'm trying to tell y'all motherfuckers. So when I talk about ride or die and all this other shit, man, I really mean that shit. Y'all don't see what the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all think I'm fucking crazy and shit. But I'm out the game. That's why, guys, I keep telling y'all, this is why I teach. Because I'm not in the game anymore, man. I'm out. I'm retired. I'm out. I'm proud to be out. I'm fine that I'm out. I just ain't tripping over this shit like y'all, man. I'm good. But what I'm saying is that you can be good, too. And y'all don't see that. You can be good. You can be good. Now, I'll say it again. You can be good. You don't have to be like them. If that makes any sense. That's all I'm saying to y'all guys, man. I mean, it is what it is, dog. I'm not. But again, guys, my life ain't yours, so don't look at it at the same. I'm just trying to tell y'all that it can be different. It can be. If you truly want it, if you really want it, you can have it. And that is totally up to you how you want to do this shit. So let me see questions and shit. Let me see here. So, but getting back to what I was trying to tell y'all guys early on, man, all this shit is really about vision, man. As men, you got to really want it, but it's not just really wanting it. You got to stop letting people tell you what you should get. That's why I keep telling y'all, man, you got to find someone that's going to really rock with your motherfucking ass, dog. And don't sweat all the other bullshit. You know, a lot of y'all guys sweat a lot of the bullshit. A lot of y'all guys worry about what these women think, what they do, why they do it, and all that other shit. Y'all worry about too much shit. So, you know, that's all it is, man. That's all it is. But kids, honor roll students, daughter just got admitted to Baylor. Son's going to be a psychiatrist and shit. Other son working to be an engineer. I mean, they all honor. They don't have no C's in this house. They take care of their motherfucking business. So, you know, I'm not trying to boast and brag, but, you know, I keep telling y'all, man, y'all just don't understand, man. If it's true, then why the fuck am I winning like I am? Why the fuck don't I have the problems that most of these motherfuckers are having? That's what y'all got to ask yourselves the question. If I'm winning, why the fuck am I winning and everybody else is losing? Questions, anybody? I got any questions? Feel free to ask. That's what this show is about. But what I'm trying to tell you is, what the fuck? So I'm just telling y'all, I live this life. I'm not just making this shit up. So, you know, it's what y'all want to do, dog. It's what y'all want to do. It's how y'all want to do it. And once y'all figure out how your life works, you're gonna be fine, dog. I'm not trying to excite y'all. I'm just trying to tell y'all what it is, man. You can win in this thing, dog. Don't let anyone tell you any different. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Don't let anyone tell you any different, man. Because a lot of these guys out there, they ain't got no ride or die type chick, dog. They got dysfunction. That's what I keep telling you. Dysfunction is always going to win over anything else because it's dysfunction. That's the problem. It's dysfunction, dog. You can't win with somebody dysfunctional. It don't work that way. You can't win with dysfunction, though. But the only way you understand what I'm talking about is seeing the end result, man, but knowing the beginning. But you can't get it if you are not what? The one, though. You got to be able to be the one in this shit, man. The one is going to come out winning at the end of the day. It's all this other shit that's going on that ain't going to happen, man. But until you see it, it's not going to happen for you. Jay Dollar, come on, brother. Jay Dollar, look, look. Jay Dollar 24. Check this out. You asked a good question. How do you screen a good woman from the bad? You got to know your fucking... Dude, like I keep telling y'all, it's about your laws, your rules, and your codes. The only way you are going to screen a woman is to know you. You've got to know yourself. You're not gonna screen a woman sitting around here trying to do what she wants, what you think you should be doing. That's not gonna get you a screen woman. What I'm saying is, wait a second, message received. No, what I'm saying to you is this. Think about this for a second, young man. If the principles that you stand on, see, you got to, this is why I got to keep telling y'all, you got to know what you want from a relationship. But it's not just saying I want this, it's standing on that fucking principle. I know what I want from a relationship. I know what I want. I will not accept anything less. Fuck that. I know what I want. And if you can't give me what I want because my 2 + 2 isn't 4 with your ass, guess what? We done. So the only way you can get what you want is by doing what I'm showing. The only way you can do it is by standing on your fucking square, my brother. That's it, Jay Dollar. That's it. See, a lot of guys will say what they want from a woman, but they ain't living that life to demand what they want. But as I'm getting to know her, I'm learning if she what's the word? I told you the word. Where is that? Is she broken or breakable? Is she broken or breakable? If she is breakable, that means she's trainable. But if she's motherfucking broken, I can't fix that bitch with crazy glue. And I'm not going to try. Does that make any sense, guys? That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see, dog. Wait, message received. I'm not confused on none of this. Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying, Jeremy. That what you're saying is true, but these motherfuckers don't know. Remember, they're in Candyland, dude. They don't know self-worth because their self-worth is based off of what some YouTuber told them. They don't understand self-worth the way we do. Because they're waiting for the YouTube to tell them how to think and what to say, and that's the problem. That's the issue, and that's the problem that they're going to have. That's why they're not going to have any self-worth in none of this. The only way you're going to get this shit down is really knowing what? Your self-worth, knowing how you work, knowing how you operate. And when you know how you operate, you're just going to start doing what you need to do. And if you can't do what you need to do, the problem isn't going to be her. The problem is going to be you. And that's real. I told y'all, when I've been trying to tell y'all, I sound crazy as fuck. And that's the truth. The shit I tell you, I sound crazy as fuck. Because nobody is going to be honest with y'all and tell y'all truth. Nobody's going to tell you that shit. And until y'all realize that, you know, like I told all you guys listening to me that, and I'll show y'all right now, if y'all just joining me earlier today, y'all need to watch earlier the show. What we were talking about is bending your reality. The only way you are going to, quote unquote, bend your reality is by creating what you got to ask yourself, what is my reality? What are the bases of my reality? And once you figure out what those bases are, you're going to start working towards it. But like I say, what I'm saying to y'all, for a lot of people are not going to believe me because they're going to think the shit I'm saying is crazy. There's no way. There's no way, Steve, that's going to work, says the guy that, you know, like I told you. There's a guy that has told you guys out there, like I told you, if everybody had the same reality, than the guy that talked about the cell phones. This would be your phone today. This would be your phone today. If that guy that said to himself, you know what, I think there's a new way of creating a phone where we can walk around with it, and he gave up on his dream, this is what y'all will be doing today. And this right here, if Bell, who was probably laughed at when he started working with electricity, and he gave him his dream, we still be in the fucking dark ages, probably walking around with candles and shit. There probably wouldn't even be an internet. But see, this is why I keep trying to tell y'all. Y'all don't understand vision and bending the fucking the game, dog. The game is built based off of your vision. Your vision, dude. That's what I'm saying, man. Hey, let me tell you, Mr. Crump. Let me tell you something. I appreciate what you're saying, but brother, I am not here to reassure you. I'm not here to motivate you. I'm only here to tell you what the fuck is. I'm just showing you nature. That's it. I appreciate what you're saying, but what y'all got to realize, you don't need me for this shit. You don't need reinsurance from me. You just need to do this shit. That's all. Just do it. And if and when you begin to do it, you will see the results. That's it. Well, here's the thing, Ken. The thing is, a lot of guys, excuse my throat. What happened, the problem is, it sounds fucking, dude, this is the thing, man. This is what I want to do, right? But the problem is, the reason why it's hard to do is because everybody ain't got the willpower to do what Uncle is telling y'all. I'm telling y'all guys not to believe me, and I will always stand on that. Until the day I am lucky enough to leave this fucking planet, I'm going to tell you don't believe me, because my truth is not your truth. Y'all, what I'm trying to get you to see is the other side. Go ahead and call in, man. Let me see the line. The line's still open. Yeah, call in real quick, man. What's up? Call in. Shit. Call in. 515-605-9373. Call in, man. But that's what I keep trying to tell you, the difference between the man mindset. We ain't on that silly shit, man. I'm not about making it about me, because it ain't about me. Now I'm going to bring you in 1 second. Hold on, let me run this motherfucking play. Get this motherfucking to the outside. Ah! All right, hold on, let me bring you in. 917, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, Steve. I thought to get a little bit of understanding about. I wanna, if you can articulate or like chop it up a little more, the point of if she's broken or if she's breakable. Can you just explain it more, please?
Okay, a woman that is broken. Okay, a woman that is broken. Is a woman you got to throw back into the water. That means she's so fucked up, she's stuck in her way. She's not going to move. She's not going to budge. You remember last night? That's that alpha woman that was asking about. That's a woman that is broke. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, a woman that's breakable is someone that you can train. Just like a wild animal, you break that motherfucker in, right? Right? Because they're well tamed, because they see the value of what the fuck is going on. So what they're going to do is they're going to be tamed. They're going to sit there. They're going to sit there and let you show them what they need to do. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you, man. Appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, just it's not even hard. It's basic ass shit. But you gotta stand on your principle to see that. You shouldn't have to fight a woman. You shouldn't have to argue with a woman. You shouldn't have to bicker with a woman. You just fucking do what you need to do, right? Do what you need to do.
Yeah.
And everything play everything comes in its own time, its own way.
Yeah, that's why you're always saying that you shouldn't make it about the vagina, the pussy. Because once you make it about the vagina, you're not going to have a clear mind about what type of a female you're dealing with. You're just going to go with your instinct, with your animal instincts.
Right. What I'm
saying, your lower self.
The problem is when you make it about the pussy, you ain't making it about yourself. You're just
exactly.
making it about a that you want to get over. And if that's what
exactly.
you want to do, don't get in a relationship. Just fuck.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
That's it.
I have one more question, Steve.
What's up, man?
Meeting the white women, looking for marriage or a good relationship. Do you think that a place that you meet in that woman in has something to do with her personality?
Remember, the personality doesn't make the place, doesn't make the woman. The man make. Okay, remember I told you. Remember, listen, young man. Remember I told you. Give me a second. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me talk shit to my boy. Hold on. Let me talk shit to him. Hey, your bitch ass, motherfucker. I'm going back to my show. Well, let me get back to what I was saying. The thing that I was saying to this young man is this. Is that when you get with a woman, okay? All right? But I'm going to be the matrix. Meaning that if you put her above your own needs, right? You put her above your own needs, then it's not the place. The place has nothing to do with it. The problem is, it's you. You're the one that's allowing her to treat you wrong and treat you bad. So it doesn't matter where she came from, because I don't know where she came
okay.
from.
Yeah. I think I have to just break it up a little bit. I mean, for example, let's say somebody who doesn't smoke or drink, and and he went to a bar, for example, and on that bar there is a lot of women that drink. So that type of a behavior for you, if you don't drink, has to show you something about that woman. Am I being clear here or no?
Wait, because she smokes and drinks?
Yes.
What about her smoking and drinking? I'm lost. What do you mean? What about her smoking and drinking?
I mean, not judging smoking and drinking, but if she drinks, so it could tell you that female has addiction about drinking. So
stop. You can't judge a bitch for what she is before you meet her, because she is what the fuck she is, right? Meaning
yeah.
what? She's allowed to do whatever the fuck she wants to do, right? She's allowed, let's say she's
yes.
a drinker. Let's say
Absolutely.
She drinks wine. Okay, let me explain something. But if I don't like a woman, my woman to drink or excessive drinking, right? Right?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to let her know what? Hey, check this out. I don't like you drinking much, but I'm not here to tell you not to drink. If you ever ask why I haven't moved you in, or why haven't we went to the next level, why am I just fucking you, nothing in your face, leaving, then I'll be happy to tell you why. Because what? I'm not about that drinking shit. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes. So you always keep it real and clear about the person that you meet, and you gotta say whatever you think it's right for yourself. And if that person, that female or whatever, doesn't like it, fuck off and go and just move on.
Let me ask you this crazy ass question. Doesn't your job do that? Ooh, I don't think y'all heard that real nigga shit. Does your job do that?
If my job.
No, doesn't your job tell you what the fuck they expect of you, and they leave it at that, and now you gonna do it or not, right? Right?
Absolutely.
Right?
And
either you are or you're not, but what happens if you don't? What happens if you don't?
If you don't, they're going to kick your ass off.
Okay, right. Do you get a raise or do you get fired?
You get fired, of course.
So what then? What's the difference?
That's the same case. No, I got you. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah. All right, no doubt. Throw you back in. But that's what I'm trying to say to y'all guys. Y'all are complicating this shit more than what it seems. It's really easy when you think about it. Either you're going to do what the fuck I say I expect of you, and you don't have to, but then I'm going to cut your ass. Look, all I can be is a booty call. That's all I can be. And if all I can do is be a booty call, right? Meaning this. If all we doing is fucking, you know why. Oh, let me see what they say here. Let me see here. You can have fun when you're a meat eater. No questions here, but at some point they'll be entertained for those. What do you mean by that? Wait, well, I graduated. What do you mean by that? I don't know what you mean by that, my brother. I don't know what you mean by that, brother. I don't know what you mean by that, brother. Let me see here. Well, I told y'all what I'm saying sounds like is cake and ice cream, but what I'm trying to tell you, you got to put some work in this shit, dog. This shit just ain't going pop up for your ass. The game don't work that way. It's just not gonna happen for you, dog. I know a lot of y'all want it to happen for you, but it's not gonna go the way you want it to go because the game don't work that way. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Look, I keep telling y'all, the only way y'all going to break free of this shit is, number one, do what? First thing y'all got to do, real motherfucking shit, is y'all got to stop and y'all got to break free of this bullshit. Until you break free, you'll never understand what the fuck I'm talking about. You'll never get it. You'll never get it. It'll be something that you will never understand. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see, man. It's not, no, boy, no, boy, no, that's wrong. It's not a cheat code. It's just nature, dog. I'm showing you it's nature, dude. I'm not complicating this shit more than what it is. It's just nature. That's all it is, man. It's just nature, dog. It's nature. When you see I'm talking about at the end of the day, this is how you win. The way you win is not fucking going for the bullshit. You don't have to. There's no rule that has to that says that you have to fucking submit to a motherfucking woman. There's no rule, dog. And once y'all realize that, y'all see that this game is deeper than nature, y'all gonna win. It takes the vision. See, the question I'm asking you guys, can you bend reality? Can you do it? I didn't say me. Fuck me. Fuck what I say, fuck what I think. The question is, can you bend reality? And if you can bend reality, then guess what? You're going to win. But bending reality is doing what? It's playing by your laws, your rules, and your code. That's how you bend reality. But the question is, can you do it? Fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck. Yep, 2 plus 2 is 4. Well, you haven't been. You're new to this. I don't even know you. I don't think you graduated because you're probably new. I don't know if you graduated, but that's what you. But in the statement, you've already lost because you don't grad. You, I keep trying to tell you, you're never going to reach manhood until the day you die because you're growing at such a large pace that your pace of growth is so large that you're not. You're never really going to reach manhood because what I'm trying to say, like you're one, you being the one, that means you are upgrading your one all the time. So your one is never the same. Your one is never the same. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Your one will never be the same. It will never be like anything that you've ever seen before, because your one is different. If that makes any sense. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I feel what you said. Don't get me wrong, young man. I feel what you're saying, and I know it feels good when you hear this, but don't take this as motivation. I'm not trying to motivate you, man. I don't want you to feel like what I'm doing is motivate you. This is not a motivating show. This is just all I'm doing is just keeping this shit 1,000 with you, dog. That's all I'm trying to do is get you to see what you can be, and it's your choice if you want to be that or not. But if you don't want to be that, nobody can make you into that. That's what I'm saying. Nobody can force that on you. That's what I'm saying. So, but if y'all want to call in, y'all can. 515-605-9373. That's what I'm saying. No, that's cool, man. I got respect for you. That's why I'm just saying to y'all guys. A lot of y'all guys cannot bend reality because a lot of y'all guys don't even understand the reality that you should be bending. Y'all, I know that shit sounds crazy, but a lot of y'all dealing with a lot of motherfuckers that just all they do is complain about the game. They complain about the women. They complain about the game. They complain about everything. But the one thing they don't do is they don't give you solutions to anything. All they're doing is problematic, problem after problem after problem, but they're not giving you any solutions to the problems. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give you a simple solution. Well, you see, like I told you before, what I'm saying, trust me, guys, and I'm not crazy. I know what I'm saying sounds crazy as fuck. Believe me, it's crazy. Well, Steve, what? Fuck, man. Yo, man, send that shit to me. I'm gonna give you the win. Fix your connection, motherfucker. Send that shit through, man. Send that shit, bitch. I'm sorry, guys. My bad, though. Anyway, so what I'm saying to y'all is this, man. Is that just remember this? Next time y'all talk to somebody, right? And you try to tell them that, hey, look, you know what? Maybe you can find the right woman for you, right? Maybe you can find marriage, right? Maybe you can find a good woman to carry your child. I'm telling you, these motherfuckers, when they stuck in their way, I'm telling y'all right now, the way they stuck in their ways, dog, they going to think you crazy as fuck. They're not, excuse me, they're going to have this thinking that you see right there. Stuck in this thought process that's bullshit. You're never going to find happiness. Why? Because I can't find happiness. And if I can't find happiness, you're not going to find happiness type bullshit. And that's what I keep telling y'all. Y'all got to watch who y'all talk to. That's why I tell y'all this shit is not for everybody. That's why you don't talk about this shit to everybody, because a lot of motherfuckers ain't ready for this real ass shit that y'all getting. They're going to try to tell you everything. Yeah, you're wrong. It's crazy. It can't be happening. It won't work. That's bullshit. I tried it before. They're going to tell you everything they possibly can to fuck with you. And all I'm saying, the only way you're going to see this shit is by seeing it for yourself. Don't tell anybody. That's what I keep telling y'all. Don't tell anybody your thoughts. Don't tell them what you're trying to do. Because as soon as you tell a motherfucker what you're trying to do, they're going to try to prevent you or stop you from doing it by telling you what? It can't be done, right? Hey, Steve, what you mean electricity? That can't work. Steve, what you mean create a plane and have a fly when this perfectly good old boat can take me from the United States to London? Steve, what you mean an automobile? Man, these two good-ass horses can get me into town better than your automobile. Steve, what do you mean Uber and Lyft? Why do I need Uber and Lyft? Steve, what do you mean Blockbuster? Blockbuster will be here forever. Steve, fuck it. eBay is better than Amazon. Why the hell? What is an Amazon? I don't want to deal with an Amazon. I'm all about eBay. eBay is going to be around forever. The newspaper is going to be around forever. VCRs are going to be around forever. All that shit, man. Shoot, it's a lot of bullshit that comes with this, man. That's what I keep telling you. That's why I say to y'all guys is that bend reality, man. But the only way you can bend your reality is by doing what, guys? Is by seeing the truth. And like I told you before, look, What did I use before? I used a box of cereal. No, it was cereal, right. At the end of the day, the truth of the matter is that you as a man, because you are your own man, what happens is you see the world for what it is. You never let anybody else tell you how the world rolls, because you know what? When you're getting cereal, you don't give a fuck what somebody says. You don't give a fuck what people think. You're going to do what the fuck you want to do when you want to do it, and you're not going to ask any questions why. And that's how this shit works, man. I've noticed that people hate you for what they love about you, because what they love about you is what they don't see in themselves, and if they hate what they don't see in material, well, dog, they're supposed to hate us, dog, because we're defining. Dude, when you define the laws of the game, you redefine that shit, nobody's going to fuck with you, dog. They don't want to deal with your ass when you define the laws of things, okay? Guys, listen to what I'm saying. Nobody likes a guy that can bend reality. You think they like that motherfucker? Do you think they like the motherfucker that can tell a woman no? That can tell a woman get the fuck out of his face? That can break up with her and say bye? They don't like you, because you got a strength in yourself that most guys don't see, man. They don't see that shit, man. That's just what it is, brother. They don't see that shit. They ain't supposed to see that shit. But y'all that's how y'all winning this shit, man. Y'all gotta open up your eyes, man, and stop letting these women be what they want to be. Open your eyes and see the world for what it is, not for what you want it to be. And then once you do that, you're going to win. But winning ain't going to happen just like that, man. No, man, I fucking threw an interception. No, I'm not winning. We playing right now. I'm not winning. Fuck. No, I'm not winning right now. It's 0-0. We started over because it's fucking disconnection shit. His game got disconnects. We playing. But no, I can walk a chew gum. We good, dog. We good. We are good. I can walk, chew gum, spit game, and kick this motherfucker's ass all in one fell swoop. So we good. We are good. But, yeah, y'all got any questions we can ask? But like I say, please, guys, soak up what I talked about today. Every guy has the power to really bend reality. And the reality that you can bend is in your mind. That's what the reality I'm talking about. I'm not talking about outside, the outside world. I'm talking about bending the thought process that you have. Nobody's going to understand you, and guess what? They're not supposed to understand what you say and what you do, and that's the truth, man. No. Remember, you're new. I keep telling you, don't thank me. This ain't about thank you, Steve, because I ain't shit. Fuck what I say. It's not about me. This shit has nothing to do with me, okay? Let's not make it about me. Let's make it about you guys. That's what's important. I don't want this shit to be about me, because it's not. At the end of the day, shit. At the end of the day, it's not about me, man. This ain't about me. I'm out the game. I'm retired. And all I'm doing is showing y'all a different way. I'm saying stop listening to these motherfuckers out here that don't know what they're talking about. Stop listening to these guys who are not married telling you not to be married. Stop listening to the guys who don't have kids tell you not to have kids and shit. I didn't say kid. Well, kids are pretty easy, but I don't want you to see that from my point of view. I want you to see it from your perspective. That's what this is all about. Seeing the world what? Through your perspective. And if you can see the world through your perspective, you're going to win. You're going to win at this shit. And that's what makes this thing great, man. That's what I'm saying. But y'all have to see it. See, this is what I keep telling y'all. I don't want you to listen to me. No, I'm not Morpheus. Mr. Crump, what I'm saying is just listen. Don't believe me, man. Please don't believe me. I got to stress that, because I don't want y'all to feel like y'all motivated from me. Don't believe me. Just get off your lazy asses and see for yourself. Get off your ass, see for yourself. And but the first thing is, like I say, when I always tell you, these bitches are like cookies, man. I don't mean to call them bitches, but let's be real. They ain't shit to me until I deem them worthy. They're not shit to me until I deem them worthy. And that's the truth. That's real. That's as real as it gets. That's the truth. Shit. But you got to see that shit. But you guys got to see that shit. A lot of y'all guys don't see it because a lot of y'all guys think that, you know, because these women are special and all that shit, that you got to do what they want you to do. Fuck that. I'm not trying to do what they do. I'm going to do what I want to do. As long as I do what I want to do, I'm fine with my decisions because I can live with it. I can live with me. I can live without a woman. I don't care about these women like that. I don't care that much about them to do that, man. What is that? Why did you help us? Could have been obvious and light. Well, only reason why I helped you is because some of y'all want to learn. If you don't want to learn, I don't give a fuck. I'm serious. If you don't want to learn this shit, I don't give a fuck. I'm just teaching those that want to learn, dog. For those out there that want to learn about themselves, I want to teach you. That's it. That's it, man. If you want to learn, I'll teach you. And that's real ass shit. If you want to learn, I'll teach you. I got you. I did the puzzle, took me back to my childhood. Well, I'm glad it took your ass back to your childhood. That's not the purpose. The purpose of opening the puzzle, the purpose of doing the puzzle is to see what it means to work outside in. That's what I'm saying. It's working outside in and seeing how you learn and how difficult it is sometimes to not look at the training wheels. It's hard to not look at the training wheels. The training wheels is hard. What do the training wheels do? The training wheels protect us. The training wheels make everything okay. Why? Because it gives us something to go back to when we are lost. When we feel like we're lost, that's what the training wheels do. They make us feel like, oh shit, I gotta learn this. I don't understand. I'm getting frustrated. So what I'm gonna do? What? I'm gonna do the training wheels, and that's a problem with a lot of people. They look for the training wheels for help, and you're never gonna get it by looking at the train. God damn it, you're not gonna get this by doing the training wheels. How this game works. That's the real shit right there, bro. Answer this question. Hold on, let me see what he's saying. Hold on, pop it up. Give me a second. I'm pop that shit up. Okay, here we go. Question is, I'm 5'7", 225 pounds. You're telling me I can start approaching tomorrow and make the change I want. I was taught work on your body and your confidence and actually come. Whoever told you that, you need to go punch them in their fucking face. Whoever told you that bullshit, punch them in their face. See that shit? That's hey, whoever told you that shit, if I was you, I'd punch them right in their mouth for lying. Because I'll explain it to you. I'll explain it easily to you. It's an easy understanding, guys. It's easy to understand. Look, I want y'all to hear this, right? I was taught to work on my body and then my confidence, right? What do you see right there, Michael? You see somebody that felt like, you know what? A candle is the perfect way to give us light. And the candle is easy. All you got to do is put some wax together and put a string on it, and you're good to go. Forget about electricity. Forget about doing something a little bit different. Let's just stick with the candle. What I'm saying to you is this, my brother. Look, I'm not here to beg you. If you believe what you want to believe, okay? But what I'm telling you is this, telling you shit. That's where you see, this is where you get it wrong, young man. I'm not telling you anything. I'm not telling you that you can start I'm not telling you that you can start approaching tomorrow. You got to tell yourself that you can approach tomorrow, motherfucker. I can't do that shit for you. You got to do it. And that's your problem. See, your problem is, young man, it's no knock on you. You want everybody to tell you how to think. And that's the problem. Either you're going to do it yourself, or either you're going to do it yourself, or you're going to tell somebody to do it. And your problem is you're waiting for someone to tell you, brother. Hey, I'm going to tell you where you went wrong. I'm going to tell you where you went wrong. Follow me on this. Why are you telling me how tall you are and how many pounds you are? Can you tell me, please? Why are you telling me how tall you are and how many pounds you are? What is the purpose of that? So that's strike one, strike two. So right there, you're 2 + 2. Now, guys, let's do the equation. Let's do the work. Let's do some work for a second. Now, if his end game is approaching women, which is 2 + 2 = 4, let's do the math. I'm 5'7". That's 5. 225, that's 6. I got to tell him that he's got to start approaching tomorrow, that's 7. You were taught to work on your body, 8, and your confidence will naturally come 9. So you ain't going to do it, brother. I'm not being an asshole. I'm not even fucking around with you, dog. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. I'm going to tell you why. Because your 2 + 2 = 4. See, you're looking. See, as long as you're looking for me to tell you, you're not going to get it. But the problem is, the reason why you're not going to get it is because you really don't want to talk to women. Because you're waiting for me to tell you to do it. You shouldn't need me. I keep telling y'all, I can't do shit for you. Only thing I can do for you is guide you to this shit. Does that make any sense, Michael? Does that make any sense? Well, my analogy is trying to be on point because I'm trying to walk y'all through this shit. Y'all guys make this shit more complicated than it seems. So that's why I do the analogies. Because a lot of y'all guys don't understand that this shit is not hard. Y'all just make it hard. That's the problem. So, you know, that's just how it is with the analogies. That's why I do what I do. Because a lot of y'all guys don't see what I'm talking about here. So, I mean, I'm not knocking you, man. I know you think you want to do it, but the million-dollar question is what I'm saying to you is this: the problem is you're not going to do it because you don't see that you can bend your reality. See, this is where it connects, guys. See, I'm going full circle on your ass. He doesn't feel he's capable of bending reality. Let me give you all an example. Right now, his reality is he's got to work on his body and his confidence will come. That's bullshit. The only thing you'll get out of your body is your body making the change. Your inside is still going to remain the same. You see what I'm saying? Your inside is going to remain the same. But what you've got to do is you've got to bend your reality by doing what? The only way, excuse me, the only way you're going to bend, truly bend, bend your reality. Hold on a second. The only way you're gonna bend your bend, excuse me, I'm trying to clear my throat. The only way you're gonna bend your reality, your specifications, is by doing it. That's it. You're not being Neo because you haven't even unplugged yourself. You still feel, and again, I'm not gonna say it, guys. I'm asking as listening. In his statement, what is the major problem in this statement? I haven't even talked about it. I want to see if y'all already saw it. Tell me, guys. Come on, class. What is the major problem in this statement? Come on, guys. I want to give somebody an A+. Come on, guys. Tell me what is this major statement. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. What is the major problem in that whole thing he sent me? Come on, guys. This is easy. Come on. Come on. No. Ah, goddamn Uso! 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 Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You got that. You too late, ball. You too late. You should have jumped faster. See that? I was taught by somebody. So what does that mean? He just had a Smith lie to his motherfucking ass right there. He got lied to by Smith. He just said, I was taught by somebody. Holy shit. He said, y'all see that shit? That's why he's having the problems he's having right now. That's why he's having this problem. That's, guys, that instead, remember, guys, the Smith is going to tell you how to think of what you can do, right? So somebody told him what he's supposed to do, and you know what? He fucked, goddamn, Mr. Kick, and he believed him. He believed him. See that? That's, and what I'm saying, my brother, this is why you're not going to do it, because you are not the one. You have just became the two. You see what I'm saying? And the reason why I say you're the two is because you're somebody else is telling you how to think, and you're not doing it for yourself. That's why you're the two and not the one, because you're going off of somebody else's mindset and behavior, and you're not doing your own. You're not doing your own research yourself. But no, Michael, Mike, listen to me. Mike, I appreciate what you're saying, but listen to me, Unc. Sorry, Unc. Y'all listen to me. Let me tell you why you're not. Because if you were listening to me, you wouldn't have made this statement, brother. The statement tells you you're not listening to me, man. I appreciate what you're saying, but unfortunately, Unfortunately, you're not listening to me. Well, that's what I'm saying. Hey, but here's the problem. I bet you $1 million you don't have your puzzle. I bet you $1 million you don't have your puzzle. Do you, Michael? Just yes or no. Do you have your puzzle? Watch this, guys. I'm just showing you how simple this is. Michael, do you have your puzzle? Yes or no? I'm sure just say no, because I know you don't got your puzzle. But this is the point I'm trying to make to y'all, guys. He don't understand inside out, or outside in, excuse me, outside in. He don't understand that shit. Any questions y'all want to call in? 515-605-9373 is the number. Throwing this shit up. Let me see if anyone's calling in before I shut these lines down and shit. All right, we're going to be shutting the lines down real soon, man. I'm about to wrap this motherfucker up, but I hope y'all can learn from this shit, man. Right, you don't have your puzzle. So you know what that tells me? You ain't listening. You again, this is why y'all fucking fail. I'm not showing you anything that's hard. You just choose not to listen. And because you don't choose to listen, this is why you fucking up. Because again, you're stuck on this, I gotta get my body right. You fucking up on so many levels, my brother. It don't make any sense. But you're never gonna get this right. Y'all think this shit is make believe, but I'm proving points right here, man. You ain't following direction. You ain't listening to what I'm saying. You're doing what you want to do, opposed to what you need to do. This is why y'all ain't winning, dog. Because y'all want to do it your way, and your way is not working. It will not work. It ain't working. I know you want to work, but it just ain't working your way. That's the issue. 515-605-9373 is the number if y'all want to call in, man. But he ain't ready for the puzzle, though. That's what y'all understand. He ain't ready to get to do the puzzle because he ain't ready to see his truth. Listen. Don't tell him what he need to do because he ain't ready to do what he need to do. That's what I'm trying to say, brother. He's not ready to do the puzzle. So because he ain't ready to do the puzzle, he's going to lose, dog. That's just how this shit works. He ain't ready, dog. He ain't ready. It ain't going to happen. I wish it could, but it ain't. All right, let's see what we got here. Ryan with the Dean tomorrow. I've got time. It's probably going to be like 1:30, kind of early one tomorrow. You know, 1:30 or whatever like that. I'm going to do that shit. But y'all got any questions? I'll finish up these questions and shit like that. But soak this up tonight. It's the show today. It's what we're doing today. Soak it up, man. So tomorrow, Ryan with the Dean is going to be shit. It's going to be like 11, 12 o'clock noon time. I'll post it tonight. It's going to be an early show. So yeah, we're about to wrap this up, guys. So if you got any more questions, go ahead and ask, and we'll go from there. Just let me know, and we will definitely go from there. Any more questions y'all got, feel free to ask. Feel free to ask, and I got you, man. Gotcha. See, boy, you mean that you are coachable. You are not a horse. What the fuck are you talking? Dude. Some motherfuckers be tripping me out, man. It's like you say some silly shit, dog. Why the fuck you? Did I ever say you a fucking horse? Please. Can someone please tell me? Can somebody please tell me, did I say he was a horse? Can someone tell me? This is why you fuck up, dog. Because you always come up with this cockamamie stupid-ass shit, dude. Fuck, man. Like I told you guys, there's a difference between ignorance and stupidity, dog. Ignorant motherfuckers can learn. Stupid motherfuckers ain't going to learn shit. Because all they're doing is asking stupid-ass questions. I mean, come on. Oh, shit. Come on, man. Did anybody tell me? Did I say anything about a horse? Please, somebody tell me. Before we end this, did I say anything about a guys being horses? This is why you ain't going to get it, 91. I don't give a fuck how much you call in. I don't give a fuck how many questions you ask. This shit ain't for you, dog. I don't even know why you here. This shit is not for you. You just ain't coachable. You ain't going to reach any kind of potential because you ask the most silly, asinine fucking questions, dog. Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ, dude. My God, man. I mean, good fucking God, man. I mean, are y'all serious on this shit? Coach, what the fuck it means you are coachable? You are not a horse. What the fuck do you mean that's not a question? When you say what the fuck it means you are coachable, you are not a horse. What the fuck are you talking about? Dude, just stop. This is why I keep telling y'all, sometimes y'all just need to shut the fuck up and just learn, man. Just stop saying shit, please. Y'all on some crap, man. Jesus Christ, man. Seriously? Come on, man. Poison, dog. I mean, hey, Doc, I don't even understand what the fuck all that shit is, dog. Where is this coming from? Anyway, I'm going to ship the lines down.